Republicans won't get what they want. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. They won't get to see who's been to President Biden's Delaware home, where we found out this weekend even more classified documents were found from his time as vice president.
We are learning there are no visitor logs chronicling who comes and goes from the president's house in Wilmington. An official at the White House counsel's office is telling me that, like every president in modern history, a personal residence is personal. In terms of what Republicans on the Hill are asking for, a record of who may have been in the Wilmington residence and potentially had access to the areas where these documents were found, it does not appear that that exists.
Fox's Peter Ducey at the White House. In DePaul, they're searching for a few more plane crash victims. 69 bodies found so far. There were 72 people on board. Crews have recovered black box recorders to try to find out what caused the crash. It's up to at least 40 people dead in Ukraine and the rubble of an apartment building in Dnipro hit by a Russian missile strike over the weekend as the U.S. starts a training mission in Germany.
To get a battalion of about 500 troops back on the battlefield in less than 8 weeks, primed with strategic skills, better weapons, and modern machines. The chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Mark Milley, says the so-called combined arms training will be vital in helping Ukraine defend itself and reclaim its land.
Well, that's Fox's Jonathan Savage. A college basketball player is in jail. Darius Miles has been kicked off Alabama's team as he and another man face capital murder charges.
Now, this shooting occurred at 2 a.m. Sunday. Police say the two groups were on the Strip, a group of restaurants right near the university. They say there was a minor disagreement. And yet somehow a short time later, the two groups were in their vehicles and they exchanged gunfire back and forth.
Fox's Steve Harrigan, a mafia boss who was a fugitive on the run for 30 years, captured in Sicily. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Normally, we check Wall Street now on a Monday. Not today. No trading on this Martin Luther King Jr. holiday after gains last week. The Dow rose 2%. The Nasdaq went up more than 4%. The Critics' Choice Awards were given out last night. Everything Everywhere All at Once won Best Picture.
This is really dedicated to the Evelyns, the Waymans, the immigrant parents who would kill themselves for us immigrant children to give us a better life.
That's producer Jonathan Wang on the CW. Brandon Fraser won Best Actor for The Whale. Cate Blanchett, Best Actress for Tar. Better Call Saul got the award for Best TV Drama. Glass Onion, Best TV Comedy. Same old at the box office. A sequel has now been on top five straight weeks.
Avatar, The Way of Water, number one again, taking in just over $31 million in North American theaters.
We cannot let you bring your war here.
Outcast. That's all they see.
I see you.
James Cameron's blockbuster sequel has earned nearly $1.9 billion globally, and a strong number two, Universal's killer doll horror film, Megan, pulled in $17.9 million in its second week in theaters. Third place goes to Universal's animated adventure, Puss in Boots: The Last Wish, with just over $13 million. Kathleen Maloney, Fox News.
There's one more NFL playoff game on Wild Card Weekend tonight. Tom Brady in Tampa Bay versus Dallas. Last night, one for the record books.
Right around Huntley, he reaches. Oh, that ball's out. That's live. Back the other way, Sam Hubbard. The Cincinnati kid. Hubbard's got a convoy. Chased by Andrews. At the 30, the 20, he will score.
Sam Hubbard's 98-yard touchdown was the longest fumble recovery return in postseason history and a tie-breaking game winner in the Bengals' 24-17 victory over Baltimore on NBC earlier. The Buffalo Bills and New York Giants also won to advance. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.